thing is, I want you guys to know how much I missed you guys. I'd just like to say that I'm very happy to be back on the ice and working with players, and I was very happy to see that we had around 5,000 people there today. And I thought that the enthusiasm and passion was terrific, and I know we as a team and organization certainly appreciate them showing up and supporting us. It was awesome.
Is there an update on Antropov?
Antropov did not pass his physical. He's got a small upper body ailment, and he's day-to-day. And he'll be assessed through the week. You know, whether he's able to play on Saturday will be determined through the week. We're hopeful that he will.
It's possible you're going to bring some more players in. Maxwell was on waivers.
You know what? You guys might know more there than I do. I'm not really sure there, as far as, you know, adding players and stuff. It's hard for me to comment. I have no, you know, we have what we have, and I don't know that at all.
Claude, what are you hoping to get done in this short period of time here?
Well, there's a couple of things that we're trying to get done here in this short period of time is that there's a lot to teach the players. There's a certain conditioning level we're trying to get to as a group, and we don't know how long that's going to take. Is that going to be 3 games, 5 games, 8 games into the season, 12? We don't know. Our goal is to try to get us all at the same level at some time so we can all function better. I think we're going to be all over the map there. But the biggest thing probably is just teaching the players, trying to help them with their focus, recognizing that we don't want to concern ourselves solely with the conditioning level. Meanwhile, we're creating injury problems. So we have to balance that out. So there's a lot of communication with the medical staff, the training staff, the players, how they're feeling, and we have to be sensitive to that. So it's not going to be a 6 day fitness scenario for us. It's going to be, we're trying to manage it intelligently because it's going to be about the games. I mean, it always is about the games, but in this short sprint, it's going to be it's going to be, what are we doing on the ice? We're trying to get to our A game as quick as we can and to be a productive unit that reaches the playoffs.
You say you're going to be, you're going to put focus on teaching, Claude. Given that your group isn't a lot of turnover, are you doing something new? Are you trying something new?
No, we're not. I think that's the one thing we've got going for us is, first of all, last year I stood up here and said that there's going to be some adjustments coming here. Third coach in 4 years for these players, for some of them. Different location, you know, different schools, a whole different scenario for everybody. This year we feel more comfortable. It looks like the players are a lot more comfortable, a lot more settled in here. Our turnover has been minimal, and they know what to expect from not only from the fans, the city, and from the coach. So I think that that's really good. The familiarity would be real good. There's not a lot of changes. There are some changes a little bit, but not a lot. You know, we have to improve. We have to improve our goals against. Our road play, obviously, it's been a topic of discussion. And our numbers on the road, whether that's special teams numbers on the road, and we just have to perform better. But, you know, as I stand here and say this to you guys, the players are very well aware of what we need to do. And, you know, we're all saying the right things, and it's going to be standing behind your play and let your play do the talk, and that's really where we have to see the production, both at home and on the road. So there's not a lot of adjustments, but you know, some players have not played for 8 months, and you got to refresh things, and you know, and then you start playing, it'll start coming back to us. But we gotta go over that, and I'm very cognizant of the fact that you, as much as you want to cover, you don't want to overdo it with the players. It just sometimes less is more there. So. That's it.
Last year, at the end of the season, this team is a bit of an attitude change. If everything plays out, what do you want the attitude of this team to be?
Yeah, you know what? It's not so much the attitude change that I want from that. It makes it sound like we have a bad attitude. That's not it at all. You know, the thing is that for me, I would just like us to start walking and behaving like winners. And sometimes most times you have to be deserving of being a winner. You earn that right. You get in the playoffs and stuff. So, I'd like us to try to expect to win more. We invest the time and the practice and the preseason and everything in our game, and we're trying to cover some details. It's that we got to go in expecting the win on the road, expecting things more from each other on the road. And that's the attitude difference that I'd like us to start thinking about. But a lot of that is earned. You know, teams that are constantly above the line and in the playoffs, that just becomes a normal everyday existence for them. We haven't reached that point yet, so that's just the start of it.
A lot of with the way the schedule showed up with 15 of those 25 on the road, is that why also you're emphasizing that we're on the hop here as well, because the schedule is what it is?
You know what, the schedule's, it is what it is, and it's not that bad. I mean, I really like the way it closes up in April, with the home stand a bit. We've had that the one game change there, but I like that. I think that the reality of things is, when you look at all the numbers and you look at the way we performed last year, there are some glaring areas that we have to be better, and we have to manage these things better. So these things. It's not so much based on the schedule for me. It's just based on the way we need to play. And if we're going to find solutions to the problems that we have, then let's address the problems and let's find solutions to these problems. And the schedule is what it is, I'm not concerned with the schedule. It's busy. We got the one month, I think we got 16 games, pretty busy, but that's okay.
How do you approach the start? Because it's been a short season. 15 games is so important. Is your patient level, I guess, with the players a little less because of that?
Well, I would agree that players will have to be ready to go, and you're not going to be able to be patient and say, well, let's wait till he gets his legs. I mean, we're going to have to try to do the best we can here with what we have, and it's going to be very important how you start games. That's going to be very important, and how you're going into the second, let alone how you're going into the third. I would like to be able to use the bench. And what I mean by the bench is to be able to use four lines and six defensemen throughout the game. I think that's going to be important for us. And so I would like to do that, but that will be dictated by the score. But I think everybody's going to recognize we're in a sprint. It's about winning, and if we're, you certainly don't want to get down to three lines right away. So these are things that the players will be well aware of how things are going to go, and it'll be all out there for them. We're going to be covering that stuff, and we'll be watching a fair bit of video teaching, and we'll be having a lot of dialogue with our group. The one thing I do like about our group is that they seem very keen to the knowledge that they have of, or what they've thought about through the summer and what they need to do better. And for me, that's been impressive. I'm getting a lot of good responses from a lot of key guys that recognize what they feel and what the coaches feel that we need to change. So that's really good.
With the 48 games in 97 days, how big of a deal is the goaltending situation for the team?
Well, the two keys for me are going to be goaltending and injuries, managing those things, And that's not to put pressure on goaltending. It's just like pitching in baseball. It's a vital part, So every team, every team will be doing the same. And coaches are all coaches. Everyone's going to try to do the same thing. They're all going to try to find the edge, whether that's playing games through the week against your farm team or whatever your trick is, or your thing is you're going to try to find a way. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to those two factors. There may be a few others, but I don't know that any of them are going to be more dominant than those two.
Obviously, Pavlik started something like 83% of the games last year. Can you
You know, I wouldn't put a number on it because it's going to be based on performance. You know, like we're going to have to really monitor. You're really going to have to monitor your energy level and fatigue, and you're really going to have to be in touch with your goaltending guy and your medical guys in regards to the goaltending and how he's feeling. And you're going to have to be plugged in to your goalie coach and to recognize that, you know, we brought Al Montoya here, you know, to play. So how many games is that? We don't know, but you know, I like his attitude. I like the way he's worked when I saw him before we started, and I think we're getting Al Montoya here in a good situation, because I think he's at a point in his career where he understands things, and he's been impressed with both him and Pavlik, and I think he's a good teammate. They seem to get along. So how it'll be managed probably like everything else, and that'll be from the seat of my pants.
What did you think of Mark Scheifele's performance?
You know, I like Mark. Mark's a good player. You know, he's had a lot of activity lately in his life with the World Junior, and they got stuck overseas, weren't able to get back, and then he dragged a flu bug with him and stuff like that. So, you know, he's just coming off of that stuff. So I liked him. I thought he was good. I thought he battled hard, scored a couple of goals that he had to earn, and I thought he battled hard and he looked good. And we'll see where he lands and where that goes.
You have any idea where you're going to start him?
I think all that stuff will play out. I mean, I know you guys will read into this. He's on the third line, second line, first line. If you guys wouldn't mind, if you could just let me know who's first, second, third, and fourth line, that would be appreciated. And then I can call him as such. You know, but what we'll do is we'll take a look and see. You know, we'll make assessments during the week. You know, I can't say that because you start on Monday with your team play and stuff like that, are you going to be there on Friday or on Saturday in the game? It's going to depend on, this is about winning. It's just that simple. So I don't know where they're going to land. You know, I'd like to think that you could keep some units together, and familiarity would be good and chemistry would be good. So these are things that we're going to weigh into it, you know, but you'll have to see how it goes through the week.
All the games in the East, most of them against divisional opponents, does it change the way you approach close games late in order to win them in regulation? It's almost more
right.
Beneficial to, you don't want to end up in a shootout or overtime because you're giving points to...
Yeah, you're giving a point up and getting two, yeah. You know, so...
Does it change the way you
Well, I don't know if it changes the way you manage. I mean, every coach would tell you they'd rather win in regulation, not to give award a point to the others. But goodness me, if we were that good, you know, I'm not quite sure that I can coach that well. You know, I don't know if any of us can. But I think you don't want to be giving up playing in those 3-point games. You know, I think everyone's going to be well aware that a clean 2 points is worth gold. There's not going to be any secrets. Like, you know, as much as you think that you're going to do something better than the others, I'm not sure that's going to happen. We're going to know what's there. We would much rather, but I'm not going to be changing tactics in a 2-2 game to try and open it up to win 3-2 cleanly and then lose 3-2. So I'm not prepared to do that.
What do you mean, Steven? Like, last one, defensemen that are battling for the last couple spots there, sort of put themselves.
What am I looking for from them? I just need to see that, you know, who's at the top of the game as the week goes on, you know, because, like, what you're going to have to measure here is, you know, the players that have played and been in the American League or in Europe and have been playing, they're going to look good on at the start. But how is this going to shape up when you hit Wednesday, Thursday, and the other guys start to hit their stride? Are they still looking good now? So you got to take these things into account. I'm just looking for the best 6 defensemen, you know, so... you know, when I watched the American League play, St. John's play, I liked the performance of the 3 players that we have. And, you know, who's ranked first, second, and third will be assessed this week. And it, for me, it's just good play. And it's just building trust. That's going to be the key. Thanks, guys. Nice to see you again.
You too, Bob. As the coach mentioned, we'll go with 5,000 for this afternoon. There's approximately 5,000 people over here today. So, all right, we'll see you tomorrow.